Now, before we dig deeper into the different strategies that are available to people and the different routes you could take to try and increase your lot in life and do better, we have to touch upon risk versus reward. And this is a really important concept, because whenever you try and attain some kind of reward, some sort of better thing for yourself, you always open yourself to some kind of risk. It's inevitable. There's no free lunch, basically. So you can't just get something without having to give up something, which we've been over. So again, we'll go through some good examples of this. One of the good examples that came up a bit earlier was this idea of specializing your skill set. And I pointed out at that point that the risk of this is if you specialize into something that's no longer in demand, then you've wasted all that time investing in a skill set that people don't need anymore. So, and that's happened plenty of times through history. In the north of England, I think, as the sort of shipbuilding industry died off, you had a lot of very skilled labourers, people with a lot of knowledge that wasn't needed anymore. So what do? You know? So, yeah. Risk rewards touches upon all areas. Investment's another really good example of this. So one of the lowest rewarding investments available is a bank account. But the risk is very low as well. Your savings are guaranteed by the government, up to £85,000. And it doesn't matter how many banks you've got that in. That could be split over three different banks or all in one bank. It doesn't matter. If you've got less than £85,000 in cash in a savings account, even if that bank goes bankrupt, the British government will cover that money for you and you'll get it back. So not only would that bank have to go bankrupt, but the British government itself would have to go bankrupt before you lost that money. The risk is very, very low. But naturally, so is the reward. And I mean, in today's climate, this is 2018, we've had historically low interest rates for a decade. The reward is very low. It's 1%, maybe 0.5%. I think one of my savings accounts pays me 0.25%. So there's another good example of a very low rewarding strategy with low risk. And that's also why I wanted to bring it this idea of sort of optimizing. For some people, they're quite happy to take on a lot of risk. They have what we call a high risk appetite. And those sorts of people will fail more often. And yeah, sports people is a good example of this. You pack your bags, you go off to a sporting academy at age 14. There's a huge risk. There's a very high chance that you will never be a professional footballer. And a massive reward if you do make it. So some people like that. They want to live that way. I think people's attitude changes over time. People who are younger tend to have a higher risk appetite. They're willing to take more on because they've got time to kind of correct their mistakes. And typically you tend to find as people get older, they become more conservative. They try and protect what they have. But personality comes into it, lifestyle choices, whatever. So anyway, again, very important that you've thought about what you want from life and you're clear on what your priorities are and what your values are. And if there are things that you value, and you start taking risks that jeopardize those things, you're making bad decisions, right? Let's say you really love your house and it's perfect, it's a family home, whatever, and you think, okay, I'll remortgage it to start a business. I don't think that's a great idea, because you're risking something that you value very highly. And if that business goes under and you lose the house, that's insane, you know. So basically, you can't try and avoid all risk. Like, if you want no risk, you'd just sit in your house. You wouldn't go to work because there are car accidents and train accidents and people get struck by lightning. So that you wouldn't make any money if you tried to avoid all risks. So you have to accept risk. Things are going to go wrong. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to lose money. Shit will happen, basically. But if you're smart, you can try and minimize the risk and try and maximize the reward. So it's all about trying to raise the reward and push the risk down wherever possible. And that's why you wear a seatbelt and take driving lessons and stick to the highway code. You get the rewards of driving whilst minimizing the risks attached to it, if you're smart. So how does this translate financially? Well, presumably that right now you basically have a job. I don't know if you're getting paid the salary that you want. I don't know if you're achieving your financial goals or not. But if you're not, then you are basically seeking a higher reward to what you've got. And so you're about, if you go that route, you're going to start taking on more risk. So my sort of advice and what I've learned from life is by all means move to sort of improve your situation. But really think through the risks that you're taking on. I'll give an example of that. I left my job in London, which was a very well-paid job. I don't mind admitting that. I have a maths degree, so I have skills that are very much in demand at the moment. I think that will change in the future, by the way. But at least for the next probably 10 or 20 years, analysts are very much in demand. And I would do all sorts of statistical modeling for insurance companies and things like this. And, you know, I got paid well for that. And I thought to myself, well, I think I can make more money with a business. So I actually left my job. I started a business and it didn't go anywhere. I actually didn't have the skills that I needed to make the business a success, which I didn't realize till sort of 2 or 3 years into the project. I worked part-time tutoring because I had always had that as a sort of source of income. So I kept the family solvent. We never ended up on the streets or anything. But actually, over the course of 2 or 3 years, I worked a lot harder than I was working in London trying to get this business off the ground and made a lot less money. So it was a really dumb decision in the end. It would have been much better to actually stay in my job and while I'm earning that money that I was earning in London, spend the time on the train, reading books about business, studying, testing things, learning. And I could have studied and kind of learned for 4 or 5 years, started a business on the side, developed it. When I'd actually started to generate some money from it, then quit my job, and that would have been a lot less stressful, a lot easier, and I would be a lot wealthier now if I'd done that. So that was a really good example of me trying to, I took on too much risk. I didn't really think through what would happen if the business didn't make any money. That just, I thought that would motivate me more and I would find a way to handle it. But I didn't have the skills to handle it. So it's, you know, there you go. That was my mistake. So start plotting a route. Start thinking about, okay, I think I can do this. Maybe I could move into this career. Maybe I could make this investment. Or I could do this or try this strategy. Or, I don't know, do this course or whatever. Whatever you're thinking of doing to try and improve your lot, always think through, okay, worst case scenario, what's the worst that could happen? And am I prepared to accept that? And what steps am I taking to actually make that less likely? And there has to be real things. If you find yourself just kind of poo-pooing it away and going, well, I'm sure it'll be fine, like, that's risky. That's really, really dangerous. And whenever I've done that in my life, whenever I've just gone, well, 9 times out of 10, that thing happens, and I go, oh, crap, you know, I was really hoping that didn't happen. Don't hope, don't leave things to luck or fortune. You have to be responsible and take control of things. So the same way you put your seatbelt when you drive, you look across the road before you cross, you check sausages before you eat them and make sure they're cooked, whatever things that you do in day-to-day life, do that financially as well. Okay, so we can go through more examples of that later, but it's a very important concept of risk reward. And as we sort of start to analyze the different strategies you can take in life, I'll take pains to sort of point out the sort of risks involved and what you can do to mitigate those, which is a fancy way of saying try and minimize them. And yeah, so don't be tempted by big juicy rewards. People will dangle things and say, oh yeah, you can get this thing, it's going to make a fortune or blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry, but there are definite risks attached. And if they are not pointing those risks out, or even worse, claiming that the risks don't exist or are very low, then they are lying to you. It's not possible. There is no free lunch, okay? There's no investment in the world that returns very, very high rate of return without bringing much higher risk. So if you know that, then you won't get swindled.